Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department responded to a standoff today at an apartment above the Cash and Carry on the Indianola Cutoff. Police received a 911 call regarding a man shooting a firearm inside the apartment. Officers arrived on scene and took the shooter into custody. No one was injured in the standoff. Today, 13-year-old Michael James Gabriel, who was reported missing, returned to his home in Hoopa. Hoopa Tribal Police received a call from Gabriel's mother, who reported that he was home. An officer responded to their residence and met with Gabriel and his parents. Gabriel had voluntarily left home and is in good health. A 41-year-old Ferndale man was driving northbound on Highway 101 near Hooker Creek Road on Thursday night when he heard an object strike his vehicle. The driver pulled over to get gas near Fernbridge and inspected his Jeep Grand Cherokee. The man found what is believed to be a bullet hole in the driver's side rear door, just a few feet from the driver's seat. Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene to investigate, and it's yet to be determined if the round was a stray from target shooting or a deliberate assault. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The district attorney's office has announced it has reached a deal with Daniel Wojcik and Robert Watherspoon regarding the illegal mining of peat from an area off Highway 36 near Bridgeville. The land is owned by Watherspoon, and for at least a decade he allowed Wojcik to mine peat from the land and sell that peat for profit, with Watherspoon sharing in those profits. An investigation by State Fish and Game discovered the extensive environmental damage done by the peat mining, and criminal charges were filed by an attorney from the Circuit Prosecutor Project who handled the case on behalf of the county. Wojcik was fined more than $189,000, will perform 500 hours of community service as part of his deal, and Watherspoon will pay a fine of more than $130,000 and serve 100 hours of community service. The men are also responsible for cleaning and repairing the area where the peat was mined. The sheriff's office is still searching for a missing 16-year-old girl, Eureka resident Katie Helberg. Helberg's mother last saw her at home during the morning of November 9th. She is described as a white female, 5'4", 130 pounds, with blue eyes and long blonde straight hair. She wears braces with purple and green rubber bands and was last seen wearing blue jeans, a black t-shirt with an Alaska logo on the front, and tennis shoes. She has health issues and needs her medication. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's detectives are investigating an armed robbery at Ray's Food Place in Willow Creek on Wednesday night. The suspect entered the store through an unsecured back door after closing hours and confronted a clerk in a back office. The suspect brandished a handgun and demanded the clerk fill a backpack with money from the safe and the tills. A second clerk was also threatened with a gun when they came to investigate the commotion. The suspect is described as an adult white male, possibly in his 20s, who is wearing all black clothing. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You are listening to KINS News and Information. On Monday, the Betty Kwan Chin Day Center opens to the public in Eureka.
This time, I'm hoping for the people can regain their strength and return home or got some job or something like that and then doesn't need to live in the street anymore, because I do have a whole bunch of people ready to change their lifestyle or life.
The center is located at 7th and C Streets and will feature mental health services, employment training, life skills workshops, and on-site case management. Dave Tyson explains how the center is designed to assist homeless people and help them get off the street.
We're not going to be feeding people at the day center. We're not going to be housing necessarily people at the day center. We do have a few beds there, but those are for the people who will be living there and working there. But that is the purpose of the day center. It's the intake portion of the process, and hopefully gets those folks on the way to a better life.
The public is invited to attend an open house at the center on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Humboldt Made, which features and markets products produced in Humboldt County, will use the county airport as a means to let out of area visitors know about Humboldt Made goods. Photos of locally produced items will be prominently displayed at the airport, and an opening for the gallery is scheduled for tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. Humboldt Made will share a recently produced branding video, and Redeck will give an update on the work being done to attract an airline to the airport. Humboldt Made collaborated with HSU, the county, the Headwaters Fund, and Redeck to produce the display.